It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions. He has answers. It's portable, practical pediatrics on your schedule. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Doc Smo here. I have an exciting new PEDcast for you today, a book review PEDcast that I hope will get you revved up to read and digest a new parenting book by Dr. Leonard Sachs, a family doctor and a clinical psychologist. He's both of those things. The book is called The Collapse of Parenting. Pretty provocative title, wouldn't you say? And I must say, I think you will find it quite thought-provoking. This is the first of Dr. Sachs's books that I have read, and after reading it, I am excited to get into his others, Boys Adrift and Girls on the Edge. More on these in future PEDcasts. Well, here's a quick list of some of the problems Dr. Sachs sees with current parenting practices in the U.S., as outlined in The Collapse of Parenting. Dr. Sachs sees parents as failing to teach a culture of respect to children. He also thinks that parents are treating their children like adults rather than like children. Consequently, parents today are having more difficulty setting effective limits for their kids. He thinks today's American children are more fragile physically and psychologically than children have been in the past. He points out that attention and mood problems in children have become very common among U.S. children compared to world standards, as has the use of psychoactive medications. He thinks that far more children have low motivation and drive than in previous generations. And again, on world standards, American children are falling behind in intelligence, creativity, and performance. I must say, The Collapse of Parenting presents a scathing view of American child rearing. Dr. Sachs gives each of these topics a fairly lengthy discussion, reinforcing his conclusions with references, studies, and statistics. He has done his homework, and I think he makes convincing arguments that many children in the U.S. are different today than children have been in the past generations with regards to the issues he discusses in this book. Dr. Sachs has produced a well-written, well-annotated, and well-edited book in The Collapse of Parenting. His style of writing is interesting, and I think his readers will enjoy the many anecdotes that he tells. He effectively uses his combined experience of being both a family doctor and a psychologist to give the book a unique dual perspective, strong on psychological insight, but not ignoring the changing physical nature of childhood. Readers will feel his passion and dedication to his subject. Well, as a rule, I give my highest ratings and recommendations to parenting books that spot important trends in parenting or give parents practical information and skills that can be transformative for their family life. I feel that The Collapse of Parenting is one of these books. Dr. Sachs effectively presents a rebuttal to some of the more popular recent parenting fads, like attachment parenting and let's boost a child's self-esteem with praise movements without ever mentioning their names. At the same time, Dr. Sachs validates the predictions of psychologist Dr. Philip Elkind, who foresaw problems coming in his 1989 book, The Hurried Child. If you ask me, The Hurried Child and The Collapse of Parenting should be on every parent's reading list. They both contain wisdom and insights that every parent will benefit from. Well, Dr. Sachs is pretty rough on contemporary American parents, and to be fair to today's parents, society, parenting, family life, technology, and the pace of life has dramatically changed in the past two generations. To some degree, it may not be fair to judge the performance of today's parents on benchmarks of the past, since today's families are being presented with a very different world than the one that existed 50 years ago. That being said, I think Dr. Sachs has presented a compelling argument that some changes are needed in the way parents treat their children in America today. So overall, Dr. Sachs has made insightful observations about today's children and parents. I do think that the collapse of parenting falls short in a few respects, however. First, while Dr. Sachs did an excellent job of describing the problems parents are having today, I feel he didn't offer enough corrective, useful advice for parents. Based on page volume, Dr. Sachs spent 71% of The Collapse of Parenting on convincing his readers that there are problems with today's children, and only 29% offering solutions. His advice seemed like an afterthought to me, leaving this reader wanting more detail, more dialogue, and more guidance. Secondly, I feel that Dr. Sachs implied that the increased diagnosis of ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, to a large degree is a manifestation of sleep deprivation. Well, I think this is incorrect. While sleep deprivation does induce ADHD behavior in children, I do not think the majority of children with ADHD have sleep deprivation as the proximate cause of their behavior. No, it's much more complex than that. I feel that the skyrocketing rate of ADHD is a manifestation of increased pressure on parents for their children to perform academically, society's insistence on setting developmentally inappropriate expectations for young children, the influence of electronic media on children, and a lack of patience in our society to allow children to mature at their own rate. And finally, and most importantly, Dr. Sachs does not address the reason parenting has collapsed in America, the collapse of the family. How can we have a conversation about the shortfalls of parents without including a conversation about family structure? Single-parent households, joint custody parenting, and blended families are part of why we are witnessing so much weak parenting. As a pediatrician, I too see much of what Dr. Sachs is talking about. But fortunately, I really don't think it's become the norm in America. Dr. Sachs has started a very interesting and needed conversation about American children, families, and childhood. I give The Collapse of Parenting 4.75 out of 5 possible Docsmo stars. It's a great book. If you're a parent, I recommend you get a copy and read it carefully. This is Docsmo. Until next time. I would like to thank the following people for their assistance in the production of this podcast. Dr. David Jaffe, the voice of the introduction. Robert Beezer, the composer-arranger of the intro music. Ann Gesner, my wonderful content editor. Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof, the talented musicians who produced this delightful theme music. Sarah Smolin and Nathaniel Horlick for their digital wizardry. And Wendy Smolin Esquire and Seth, the Rocket Man Barrister Jaffe, for their inspirational guidance. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this PEDcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the Docsmo.com website. This Docsmo.com PEDcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.